there was a big fireplace here, but we never used that. There was a big fireplace here, but they, mm-hmm. yeah, it was.
What about this here?
Bedroom.
And what was this little room here?
Bathroom.
This whole thing?
Yeah. I divided it, but I should.
What about this? That was this
stairway. Yeah.
Some large house.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Oh, it's a huge room.
Daddy, I said, Daddy, let me come live with you. It's funny to say we used to have big time because, my aunt only had one boy. The other two were married. The other two had grown away married. He finished high school here. And Daddy had three daughters that was raised there. And then there was one unmarried sister that lived there. And then the grandparents, Nanny and D-Daddy was what the grandchildren called them. But if there was ever an argument about who did what, Daddy would say, I have more seniority. We'd have a pretty good time. My granddaddy's dead, but my grandmother still lives.
You say you use one of these rooms as a studio?
She's an amateur artist. And she does, I wish you would go there. She'd be so interesting for you to talk to. She does everything. My grandmother is, senile. She has hardening of the arteries in her mind. It's about gone. She's not. She's just a real old. She's not an invalid, but she can get around. But she's just like a child, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Aunt Verona has to stay there day and night, and she occupies her time with painting. My Aunt Verona. I wish you would take time to go by there. Macrame. And now she's gone into this, she did do some decoupage, is that what you call it? She does all sorts of things
sketches,
with her hands.
She does postal cards.
Yeah, she draws postcards
maps.
And sells them. And she's a real good cook. In fact, she wrote a little cookbook up in here. And it's a plastic coating. They're beautiful. She gets the little crabs and shells and things, and she covers it with this stuff. I don't know what you call it. I don't know the name of it. But she's doing that now, and she just, there's nothing she can't do.
Uh-huh.
She's something, but if you have time, I'd like to go by and visit with her.
You say you had a fireplace.
In my time, it wasn't used, but back before gas and electricity, they used it. In fact, when they moved into the house, I don't think they had electricity.
How did they get heat? Just the fireplace?
Fireplace.
You know, the part of the fireplace that the smoke goes up through, you call that the...
Chimney.
Okay. What about the place on the floor, the open place, maybe bricks or stone, that comes out in front of the fireplace?
You mean what would I call
uh-huh.
it? I don't know. I've never called it anything. Is it the hearth? This is what I would call the word hearth. Yeah, hearth.
Okay.
Just getting words, how we use them in the South.
Well, in the part of the country where I come from, they call it hearth.
Yeah. Hearth is what I've always thought it is.
What about the things, if you've seen people using fireplaces, I guess.
No, not really. I mean, I'm sure in my lifetime I have, but go ahead and I'll...
Well, there's something that you have set in there that you can lay wood across the things.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not familiar with it. If do you know what she's talking about?
Andrew
Irons.
Huh? What do you say, Andrew Irons or something?
Well, that's the word I've seen written down, but I never remember using the word, but I've read it in books and novels.
Well, that's